Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ed McLaughlin is our guest. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a while. He's the author of The Purpose is Profit, and the truth about starting and building your own business. Where was this book 27 years ago, Ed, when I was starting up? And you're a little late with it for me, Ed, but I'm glad you got it out, and congratulations. You want to give us a website?
Sure. It's thepurposesprofit.com. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, airport bookstores around the country, almost any retail venue you can pick up the book.
If you had 100 entrepreneurs in front of you right now, 100 budding entrepreneurs there, you know, maybe they're in varying degrees of the chronology in their business. They're anywhere from startups to you know, less than 5-year-old companies. What would you think you know about that group that would cause you to make the first statement to them? What would be the first thing you'd say to them?
The first thing I would say is thanks for having me, because I admire entrepreneurs more than anyone else. You know, we look at these big businesses, and for the most part, the CEOs that are running these top corporations are custodians of the businesses that other entrepreneurs built.
The hardest job in America after a single mother is a small business owner.
Absolutely. And it's the most enjoyable. It's funny. I had was at a dinner last week, and you could tell that half the people it was all a group of successful folks, but half had inherited their wealth or their opportunity, and half came from ground up. And the folks that came from ground up were clearly more proud, more confident, more directed in their approach.
But let's get back to the fundamentals, the kind of stuff you talk about in your book. What would be the next thing you say to them?
The next thing I would say is, probably the biggest challenge most entrepreneurs face is scaling their business.
Scale.
And I've written a
knowing how and when to grow.
Yeah, and I've written a section in my book called The 10 Commandments of Startup Profit. And to me, these are 10 profit principles that if you follow while you're scaling your business, you will have a successful and sustainable business. And I believe in it so much, Jim, that I'm coming out with a seed capital offer of $25,000 per selected entrepreneur to seed their business if they agree to follow the 10 commandments of startup profit. We're going to have one entrepreneur selected on a monthly basis, and I think basically what I'm trying to do is put my money where my mouth is. So we are seeding new entrepreneurial startups and businesses as long as the folks follow the 10 commandments of startup profit, because to me that's an insurance program of scaling success.
Let's talk about some of those. First one is have a distinctive focus on your competence, right?
Absolutely. To build a business based on your competence. I mean, here's the thing. If you have somebody who really knows a certain aspect of work, but always had a dream of opening up a restaurant but have no experience in the field, that is a business that I wouldn't invest in. That would be a higher risk.
Right.
Now, if somebody was working in restaurants their whole life and enjoyed cooking and had a passion for what they were doing, yeah, then definitely you've got a proven skill set and you're going to monetize that skill set.
So another one in your book is don't start until you know you can generate some revenue. Boy, howdy. That's important, and isn't customer capital more valuable than any other kind of capital?
Absolutely, absolutely. By customer capital, you're talking about pre-orders.
I'm talking about the customer writes you a check, they give you their credit card.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it drives me crazy when I talk to, when I meet somebody in there. I say, well, what are you doing? They say, I've got a startup I'm working on. I say, well, what's your next move? They said, I've got to get funding.
Absolutely.
I say, why don't you go get a customer?
Yeah, no. That's clearly key, is know where you're going to get your revenue, know how much your business is going to cost.
Well, the dogs eat your dog food. Don't you need to know that first?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's next? What's after that?
Next item is, and this is the tough one a little bit, depending, because, you know, an entrepreneur wants to be the friend to its partners and employees, but this is one where I think the wheels come off a lot of new businesses, and it's this concept of take charge of the money and control it. And not everybody is comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that the successful entrepreneurs that scale and build a sustainable business are ones that know what are their revenues, what's their...
And they're very close to their own cash flow, aren't they?
Absolutely. They know almost every night where they stand.
Yep.
And
yep.
Sometimes you'll hear of an entrepreneur will start a business. You know, it'll start to enjoy some success. They'll hire a chief financial officer.
And they delegate the wrong stuff.
They delegate the wrong stuff and too much control.
Yep.
And not enough oversight.
Right.
I think.
Hey, Ed, I gotta wrap it up. Good job today. I've always love talking about this stuff. Will you come back?
Absolutely, we'll do it, Jim.
Give us the website one more time, please.
ThePurposeIsProfit.com.
All right, so check it out. That's the website and the title of the book. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.